Pat's Podcast for Wednesday, July 27, 2005. The Big 2-0. And good evening, everyone. This is Pat Cook from Pat's Podcast, episode number 20. That's right, the number Big 2-0. What, and that alone is a milestone of sorts and whatnot. We got some very interesting stuff for you. At least we hope we do. If everything will work out, we are going to talk to you. We are going to talk to you about Active Worlds' Active Worlds' 10-year anniversary. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Active World, one of the few dot bombs. Well, okay, maybe not a dot com. Maybe not a dot bomb, but definitely a dot com. But surprisingly still around today. It's amazing. Yeah, it is amazing. But in any case, they are 10 years old this week, and what we hope to do, and we're hoping anyway, is we will try to get a hold of some of the people on the, at least one of the people there on the Skype line to talk about it. And we're hoping anyway. If not, we'll just wing it. We'll just wing it ourselves and talk about it ourselves here, I suppose I shouldn't shout into the microphone because that's not necessary. After all, that's why I kind of got the volume up a little bit and whatever else not. But anyway, we hope to have a guest on tonight who I'm hoping is on. So we'll be able to chat with her about Active Worlds. If not, I'll probably get a hold of another person, sort of like on a surprise visit thingy. But then again, I don't know. He may not be too akin to the idea of being broadcast live, or actually, well, not quite live, but well, anyway. Almost live. How about that? But anyway, we're gonna get things started here right now. First of all, I'm gonna open up my mixer thingy. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, "Where's my sound effects machine?" Not that it really mattered, but because that thing doesn't really work too well anyway. In the sense that it does have its bugs and all that other stuff. But anyway, we are going to move on. We are going to lead off right now with some little bit of Pod Safe music or mashup, whichever I can find. Mashup of the week. I already played those. Oh, that was the Channel 7 weather alert thingy saying, "A weather alert has expired." Do you just hate those things that tell you that a thingy has expired? It's like, I don't give a shit. The program, it doesn't care. All it cares about is that there is a weather alert. And it has to tell you about it or tell you about that it expired or something like that. Anyway, We're going to lead off with some PodSafe music from Linda Finkel. As soon as I can get Windows Media Player to open up. And that's another thing I'll go into a little bit later. In a little bit. But here's Linda Finkel. Beautiful Day. As soon as Windows Media Player realizes it's a valid file. And it can play it. Linda Finkel, Beautiful Day. PodSafe Music, Pat's Podcast.
Open up my eyes and see the sunlight streaming through my window, streaming through my window pane. Its warmth embraces me as I lie there, thinking about what I gotta do. And I'm thinking of nothing and dreaming of no one. And phone rings, it's you. And I jump up and go. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. Walk around the block and see the people, people hanging in and people hanging out. And I start to run and trip and skin my knee and think about what I'm gonna do. And I'm thinking
it's a beautiful day. If you're listening to this in the middle of the day, whatever else not. That was Linda Finkel. Wonder if Namik is somehow mixing in a bunch of genres in with in together, something like that. Well, anyway. Reason why I'm using Windows Media Player as opposed to Winamp, my trusty Winamp, I might add. I don't know why, but when I updated the when I did the update last week, I don't know why, but either the present update is either a bad update, which the AOL techies have yet to. That supposedly work for Nullsoft, have yet to actually realize that it is a bad update beyond their own software. you have to wonder if AOL even gives a shit about anybody who doesn't even subscribe to their service. You know, yet it's funny. You know, they want to be able to buy all these companies that provide software to anybody. You know, but as far as compatibility goes, you know, I don't think that they give a goddamn fucking shit. I say this because for some reason, MP3s and actually even remote streams, both audio and video, regardless of audio bitrate, it just tends to skip and get all chopped up and rebuffer and whatever. I don't know what they think they're doing. You know, maybe they they're I don't know if they're like coding it Winamp to be more compatible with AOL software and as opposed to the rest of the world. AOL, you know, seems to think that they are the internet. They're not the internet. You know, they've been told that. I don't know how many times they've been told that they're not the internet. So quit trying to buy up every fucking .com. You know they can to give an indication otherwise. But anyway, Winamp has basically been rendered useless when I'm multitasking. You know, when minimize Winamp to the system tray and bring up, like, say, Firefox or whatever, it just gets all chopped up. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe, you know, I suppose, you know, if I were to post in the Winamp boards, they would say, you got a dirty install. You need to uninstall it. You know, why should I uninstall it? I'm gonna have to reinstall all those plugins that I put in there in the first place. You know, if AOL actually gave a fucking rat's ass about the rest of us on the internet, and quit trying to come up with their own proprietary software, which I might add doesn't even work anywhere else on the internet. You know, maybe the rest of us will actually have. Just maybe, there might actually be some serious competition. But alas, you know, AOL is buddy with the record labels, and you know what the record labels want AOL to do. They want AOL to kill Winamp. Because we're a threat to their business. You know, it's incredible. You know, you even bring up the idea. Adam Curry had it right when he brought up the subject of BitTorrent, and of course Hollywood's expected reaction to it. When he basically said that BitTorrent, if you bring that up to in front of anybody in Hollywood, to them, BitTorrent is theft, you know, thievery, you know, robbery, you know, whatever, you know. But yeah, anyway. Speaking of Adam Curry, we're gonna play back some of his, tour of San Francisco. We're gonna play a little bit of that back, a little bit of that back here. So, but There are some things I kind of want. I kind of took him to task on in the comment section of his blog, but I want to. But in case you haven't heard it, we'll just play it, and in this way, if you want to, in this way, you'll see what I mean when I make the comments and the comments that I made. But unfortunately, Mother Nature is calling me, so. Alas, I'm going to have to bring up Winamp and load a few songs in a playlist here. I should have done this. I know I should have done this before we went on the air, but alas, I didn't. So we're going to... we are going to load up another Pod Safe Music song, and then after that, I'm hoping, with any luck at all, we will actually get on the air with, open up the Skype line to, to talk about Active World's 10-year anniversary coming up. We're hoping to be able to get a hold of this one person that we are going to be in touch with. So, as soon as I put on some PodSafe music, more PodSafe music, and, how about some Star Saunders Project? Lead things off right here, Pat's podcast. See what I mean, folks? See what I mean, folks? Let me do some toying around here. See if I can't get the thing output. Let me see. Direct sound output. Buffering. The default VI values. Well, we'll just... longer buffer gives better skipping or underrun protection at cost of higher CPU. AOL needs to get the Winamp people need to start need to get out of you almost hate to say it, get the fuck out of there's just not even program for AOL and program for the rest of the internet. If AOL can't get its fucking proprietary software to be compatible with the rest of the internet, then maybe what they ought to do is give up putting up proprietary software. Anyway, I think I kind of got it fixed here right now, I hope. Here's a Star Saunders Project, I Could Ruin You. Piece of trash. Fucking piece of trash. Fucking piece of shit. It's the worst version of Winamp I've heard, ladies and gentlemen. Ugh, I'm serious. Serious. Anyway, I'm going to try and win those media play, and I'm going to try to get back out as quickly as I can. Star Saunders. Once Windows Media realizes it is not a corrupt file, you can begin any day now, Windows Media. There you go. Star Saunders Project, I Can Ruin You, Pat's Podcast. Be back in a few. Sorry about that, folks. I hope it wasn't too long. I tried to be, hurry, but anyway, we are back. And as I mentioned before, this podcast is, we're devoting this podcast to the 10th anniversary of ActiveWorlds.com. Now, what is ActiveWorlds.com? Simple. ActiveWorlds.com is a 3D chat software. I'd say 3D chat software that you can get on and then basically chat with. In addition, you can also build with it. Build this kind of stuff with it. And they're holding a 10-year anniversary, commemorative event. At least the ActiveWorlds community is. Of course, now ActiveWorlds itself, on the other hand, can't officially sanction any community events. You know, big corporations, you know. And I'm trying to look for the people here. Goober King is offline. I did mention I was going to be online. And one summer is offline. Ah! Let me just do this. Let me just do this here. Hang on. She is thinking. If you come on in the next hour. Actually, I should say within the next hour. Otherwise, within the next hour. Podcasting and mentioning I'm trying not to type here in ActiveWorlds and AWEC. So anyway, I'm leaving a room for her to do that and for her to get online here. Let me see. Can't really do a whole lot. But anyway, ActiveWorlds.com, as I said before, celebrating its 10th anniversary, or that is at least the community is celebrating the 10th anniversary of ActiveWorlds.com or the release of the first ActiveWorlds software. Now, of course, yes, I know a lot of you podcasters are Mac users, and there is no software for Mac. Unfortunately, no. Unless, of course, you're able, you know of a way to, of course, you can use a Windows emulator, and even then, you'd have to have a 3D, you would have to have a 3D graphics card that's compatible with a Mac that will work with ActiveWorlds. Yeah, good luck. Adam Curry likes his Senseo. I like my glass of water. You know. We do have the 3D chat area where you can get on and chat, and I will promote this throughout the entire podcasting community, not just within those who promote. Listen to the show, but rather anybody who wants to log on to the chat area and chat in a little more cool and a little more cool environment. I would kind of get on there now, but. Of course, since I'm doing the show, time shifted, which means you're probably getting in on Thursday or Friday. I will be in the area, as it were. Putting up a little celebration area around Ground Zero. Of course, it'll be more or less a welcome to Hamsterville and some of the places and some of the sites that you can see and so forth and so on. I'll have something like that. It's just a little adjacent to Ground Zero, to what we call the Ground Zero. Ground Zero is the middle of an area, and I'm building a town on one of the public building worlds that anybody can build on. I'm basically building a town on there. So, I have a link to the Ground Zero area. That is the exact middle of the town, such that it is. It's marked with a revolving little circle thingy that you really can't miss. You really can't miss. ActiveWorlds has been in business for about 10 years. The community is, of course, a very community-driven organization. There's a lot of people involved with making ActiveWorlds as good as it is. The community is quite resilient. Like all other communities, we have our agreements and disagreements. We're going to have that. The podcast community has that. Video blogging community has that. Life 365, when I was there, and in fact, I'm kind of still there, somewhat kamikaze, still there. They still have, they have their disagreements too. ActiveWorlds has always been around. Some people came, some people went, and some people came and went. But for the most part, everybody is still together. The community is still together. This week there is a little festival called AWEC, and the theme is celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Active Worlds. And what's going to be going on is there'll be a variety of events which people can get points on and whatnot. It'll just be fun. It'll just be a fun environment. They even have their own world, AWEC World,
that's called AWEC, and there will be some events and some stuff like that on there.
I kind of wish one summer being the person I was going to talk to, I really wish she would have popped up online Skype, but alas, I can only hope that sometime during this show, she actually comes up, because then we can at least. We can at least do the thing later. There is no cost to get on the service. However, you're kind of really limited as to what you can do.
In other words, if you get on, like, say, as a tourist, you really can't build. You can't do things like building. You can't build in public worlds. You can't own a world. You can't really do a lot of things until you become a citizen. Yes, it's a pay by month. It's a monthly thing. I know a lot of people don't like that,
think about it. You get to chat in 3D, using 3D. Some of the best software out there. I mean, it is not easy for these guys to come up with software that is both hardware and software compatible. It's not easy for to do this. Hence, the rationale behind no Mac support for the last 10 years. In fact, there's not really any, and the tragic thing is there's no real Mac support for any sort of 3D shit. I think a lot of it is Apple's fault for not including 3D in the design of their computer, or at the very least not making the source available for programmers and whatnot, and I think that's going to change. Linux users, they're coming up with their own stuff. So I imagine before long, people on Linux will be able to get on and stuff. But anyway, once you become a citizen, you can own your own world. You can build. You can do. You can have a 3D homepage. You can find out a lot of this stuff by going to activeworlds.com. That's Alpha Charlie Tango
India, Victor, Edward, Whiskey, Oscar, Romeo, Lima, Delta, Sierra, ActiveWorlds.com, and up, there she comes. Okay, and I think we're going to give her a ring on the phone, on the Skype line. Hello? Uh-oh. Yo, hello.
Okay. Hi, PC Hamster.
Hey, Juan Summer. I got you and...
Did you want to do that podcast?
Yeah. We're actually recording.
Did you have questions you needed to ask me?
Who is this?
Oh, this is breaking up bad.
Yeah. I was wondering, is that Night Scraper or Talajandi?
Night Raven and Talon. Right.
Yeah. This is, it's real choppy.
So how are we going to do this, your thing?
Well,
it's since you are with us in the line, you must have what you hear on or something.
It's real choppy, guys.
Podcasting.
It's not bad.
Yeah, okay. it's breaking up. Let's do you and I one summer, because I'm not sure whether it's just the whole thing, the conference thingy, or this what.
Okay, let me just do with me. Then I'll talk to Night Raven and Talon in a little bit.
Okay.
And do you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, evidently. Hello?
Okay, now is it better?
Actually, not really.
You want to try calling me and see if...
this is really quite weird.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll try calling you.
Have you done your upgrade on your Skype?
I wasn't aware there was a new upgrade. Was there? Is there one that was came out within the last day or so?
It's 1.3.057.
That's what I got.
Call me back and see if it works.
And it seems to be getting a little bit better, but... We'll try it there.
Okay. Let's see if that works.
Well, it's choppy. Let me close some programs I don't need to have open right away.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, how do I sound to you?
Choppy, but if you have ActiveWorlds open and other programs,
I don't. I'm not in ActiveWorlds at all. Let me try this. Let me try closing in and or, which is a better part of the last week. If not, I guess I'll just have to try.
Maybe you need to reboot.
Probably rebooting. Probably need to reboot, but at which point I will...
Okay. Let me write down some... Okay. First of all, I...
It's kind of getting better now. But anyway, we were talking about Active Worlds and AWEC and stuff. And just, you know, for those who... I think we could probably just kind of trudge along through this here. What is the significance of AWEC with relation to Active Worlds' 10th anniversary?
Active Event Committee. And what we do is that we bring you a calendar and events, monthly events, and the anniversaries for Active Worlds.
Uh-huh. So, and a big event, of course, being the big 10-year anniversary thing, and the festival that is taking place.
Yes, the festival is always a yearly thing.
Yes. Yes.
Event. Mm-hmm. And that it's always coincides with the nation of Active Worlds.
Right, which of course the 10-year anniversary.
It's the way AW Inc.
Right. Which would of course.
To say thank you to the citizens and tourists and people online.
Yeah. Yeah, which
and to show what a brilliant program it is.
Yeah, and of course the celebration of the 10-year anniversary is what is this weekend? Am I not?
Friday, the 29th.
Okay.
And it ends August 5th.
Okay, cool.
And if you have listeners that have not visited Active Worlds, they can download it. They just put it, type in Active, A-C-T-E, capital WORLDS.com, and the download site will come on.
Okay, and we also have, in case you didn't get that because of our audio difficulties, you can go to... you can go to the Pat's Podcast page at patspodcast.blogspot.com. And what are some of the events that are going to be happening this weekend? If you can go into some of those.
Go up to the location where I can click on the website.
Yeah.
Let's see how... Wasn't prepared here.
Oh, that's okay. I wasn't aware my PC needed to be rebooted. And
you already started, huh?
Well, you know, I already knew Winamp was a bad release, and I knew it was going to be choppy. So, yeah. But... You know, and it seems to be doing a pretty good job for the most part.
Okay, some of the events that's going to be taking place will be Lensman's Teleports. And I think he has them in maybe 40 worlds or something. And you go through all of them to get the keys to all the different... to win the points from him.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway World's going to have two different key hunts. You go, so that's going to be awesome, and you get to see what Broadway. If you've never been to New York, you get to see what Times Square looks like while you're finding the keys. Also, there's going to be an AEW teen paintball, and then they're going to have. I'm reading. Oh, they're going to have like a team game activity where you have to steal a crystal and the WAP and name that tune and mystery scavenger hunt. Now that sounds like it's going to be awesome.
It does sound like
Tourist World is also going to have a treasure hunt.
Which world?
Blue Pearl World, we're going to have. Name that tune.
Okay.
The treasure hunt in Tourist World.
Yes.
And then name that tune is going to be in Blue Pearl World, and we're going to actually use a Windows Media Player or Winamp. You'll be able to tune into the radio station, and we're going to name that tune. It'd be fun, because you never know. You might even get to hear the Barney song.
Wouldn't
that be funny?
Might be able to get what? I'm sorry, it cut out there.
You might get to hear name that Barney song.
Barney.
It's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, as in Barney the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they play, you never know, for a festival, some people, they're going to play some probably surprising stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then in Sparkle's World, it's a trivia game, and that sounds like it's going to be fun. Bingo's Tourist World, it's going to hold bingo. So
cool.
You can win festival points there. Pinwood World, it's going to have an open house and drawing.
Cool.
They wrote down.
Now, I'm assuming all these worlds are tourist enabled, so anybody can get on these worlds?
They're only tourist enabled if they paid for it. I'm sorry to say that AW Inc. Had given away so many prizes for this festival that they did not open the worlds to tourists. But I can tell you on here, most of the worlds that have signed up do allow tourists.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was. What I was getting at, because there are a lot of people.
Even if you come in as a tourist, that the odds probably would be.
The
winning a prize would be yet another question.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Because of course, as we all know, usually, people want to try. Try it before you buy it, whatever. Try something, see what it's like before you actually go and get a citizenship and whatever else not. And of course, I kind of like to think, but through this, through our doing our podcast thing, at least by my doing the podcast thing here, which should be up. Because I use the Internet Archive, and which should be available by Thursday, by this time on Thursday, or at the very latest Friday. But depending on the how the archive moves things along and stuff.
I'm looking at the worlds that are participating, and over half of them allow tourists. So
cool.
That's a good odds. And if, like I said, if somebody comes in for the first time, they always land at the gate.
Cool.
And
cool. Yeah.
And then two, they can always teleport over to AWEC World, where the festival is going to be taking place. And I don't think you've been over since we have been placing the booth and all the surprises.
I haven't. But I probably will before once we get off the air here and after I upload or maybe as I upload the MP3 to the archive and whatnot. But anyway, let me see. Including Alpha, we should point out that Alpha World, which is the world that which is part of AW. Actually, it is the largest public building world in the Actor Worlds universe. Of course, that's where My Town, which you heard me reference to, My Town is built on Alpha World. It too is tourist enabled, so you can log. So if you log on to patspodcast.blogspot.com and just install the software, and even if all you do is just click on the link and link, boom, you shouldn't have any problem. You should be able to go right there. Even if you just decide, you know, not to go to the gate. Are there any planned events by anybody in Alpha World itself?
Nobody signed up from Alpha World to have an event. I was very surprised. Had I not been doing the festival this year, I could have had one in my city, but I'm so busy with the festival, there's no way I could do everything.
I can understand, and in many ways, this podcast with itself is Hamsterville's event. Of course, you know, I'll be building up some stuff on the Ground Zero area. That's kind of related to AWEC and stuff. And stuff there, but yeah, I was kind of surprised the SW City did not jump on the bandwagon to host an event.
I am too, because they're always saying that nothing's going on, or they this and that and the other. And here you have the biggest festival of the year, one of the biggest events, and they didn't sign up to do anything.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
Yeah, well,
and because the festival is actually to bring the community together in a goodwill spirit and a bonding and a fun camaraderie, I should say.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know what was causing the skipping and choppiness, but it seems to be getting better now. I don't know.
Okay, good.
I mean, it was to the point where you know, much of it was. You kind of get the gist of it. I'm sure it's probably that way on your end too. So,
For streaming media, no, we don't get this.
No, I mean for your end of the Skype call.
It does chop.
Yeah, it's choppy, but.
And then I'm hearing myself as we talk. So. I'm used to that, though.
it's kind of choppy, but you kind of get the gist of it.
I hope everybody gets the gist of what's going on. And I hope they'll visit Active Worlds because I've never lost my excitement about it and energy. I think it's a brilliant program. It's amazing to me. It's not only for the younger set of age groups, but it's also for the more mature person.
Yeah.
And it's just even a family can come in here and do family bills. I mean, it doesn't really, it's not just for any age group. It's just for everybody.
And we should also point out there are a lot of people who own their own private worlds, and they have their
right.
You know, I don't know whether
should
it's
I fortunate?
That's so unfortunate, but you know it's a way for
well,
for
it's not
family.
So unfortunate, but
you know it's a way for family, you know, families for families, especially with loved ones who are like who are like several hundred miles away, you know, to be able to log on and be able to get together and chat.
You know what? That's a brilliant idea you just have.
What's that?
To have, like, say you have an uncle in a different state. Have them download the program and meet you in a world and have a real-time chat with them. And save on a long distance phone call, right?
Right. And another idea, which I'm sure either somebody in the actor world has got to be thinking of is a plug-in or something for Skype to somehow bring Skype into the fold of active worlds. I'm thinking that we know...
Well, actually, Active World...
Go ahead.
...is developing a voice chat.
Oh, really?
That on the next upgrade will be where you can sit in a car and actually drive it. Instead of doing like bump warps type thing.
Oh, sit in a car that is... sit in a car that isn't, kind of like an avatar.
Ride a roller coaster.
And the car rolls along.
Right. I don't think you're going to be an avatar. From my understanding, you will have your little avatar on.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to sit in the car and move with it as it goes.
So that's not the same thing as to what I had. What's that?
Well, let me tell you. I got a good email from the man on top, and the next upgrade should have that.
Cool.
So we'll have that soon coming to ActorWorld. And it could be, let me tell you, eggs, toes. It could be during the festival. The programmer, I've been in contact with a programmer, and he's working very hard to have that maybe upgrade during the festival.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds really
now.
Cool.
Don't tell anybody.
We only told like about what? probably about, last time I checked, I had about 60 subscribers, 16 or 60 or so. Anyway.
Well, that's not too many, then.
Well, no,
but... Just
but
think if your listeners...
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Just think, though, if your listeners come to Active World, not only will they be in a circle of 16 people that they can hear on your show, but then they can also be meeting hundreds of people from around the world.
Yeah.
From every country possible.
Yeah. And not only that, but of course, since a lot of people who listen to this show are also podcasters themselves, they might decide, hey, this is a cool place, before you know it, they might want to build their own world or their own city and pimp up their podcast there and stuff like that. And that's the cool thing about Active Worlds is that you can have your own little corner of the universe, as it were.
Web.
Well, your own little corner of the universe, as it were. And you don't have to follow some rules, unlike you do with an IRC server. Or basically configure an IRC server. Of course, those of you who listen in on Podcast Pickle, who probably catch the show from found the show on there, and of course you guys know that Podcast Pickle has its own IRC server and stuff, and I'm thinking the guys there are going to be wondering, well, gee, if this program is in existence, why are we messing with an IRC server, and stuff. So
Active World's always interested in people that can develop new technologies, too.
Yeah. Cool.
So maybe one of your listeners is very knowledgeable about different things and could add something to this program.
That'd be cool, too. I mean, I was talking about, a little early before we hooked up about how Active Worlds is in, you could say, you know, dire need to create some sort of support for the Mac. Of course, the same could be said for almost anything that's 3D, unfortunately. But who knows? Active Worlds could be the first one to crack that barrier, you know, and bridge the gap for Mac users, you know, because a lot of the of this of our subscribers, no doubt, are Mac users, and I'm thinking, and you know, if you happen to know a little, if you think you might you might be able to contribute, well, you get in touch with the Active Worlds folks. But anyway, getting back to that, to the car avatar thing for a moment. Okay, here we go. Okay. Getting back to the car avatar thing for a moment. What I had mentioned to SW Comet about having somehow getting the Broadway World Pack and putting it in the Alpha World Enhanced, which is kind of a, you might say, kind of an, underground type of program. Are you there?
I don't know what that is. It's at all.
Oh, it's the Alpha World Enhanced. I think if you go to, SWE came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you go to swe.swcity.net, I believe that's the URL.
Mm. Is that something where you go use your cash to?
It's basically, and whenever you enter your cash, that's the only drawback to the Alpha World Enhanced. Is that anytime you empty your cache, you basically have to reinstall the thing.
Well,
so
that's, I just think that's a waste of time. But that's, I really have not read anything about it, and I just kind of heard about it. And I think it would be an inconvenience for me to use. So,
yeah, now obviously for someone who's very active in the Active Worlds community, such as yourself, it probably would be convenient there. So, but anyway, I really can't think of anything, so maybe if you can think of some things.
Well, you know what, I'd like to get, I did not get your cords. Oh, another thing that we have in AWEC World is a Stargate, and I need the cords for your town or city, where we can have people teleport to where you'll be having your broadcast and everything. We need to put it on the Stargate, in other words.
Okay, well, I don't have a virtual studio in Hamsterville built yet. But I think since we're having the little choppy thingy, I think what I'll do is I will probably send you a message, a telegram or something like that with those cords, rather than my trying to repeat them over and over, you know, because the choppy thingy.
Right.
Whatever. So we'll just send them to you via, like, telegram and something like that.
And exactly, again, if people come, they can come to you. They'll be able to click on the Stargate and open the gate and walk into it. And then it'll take them right to where your event's going to be taking place. And so it's really an awesome idea, I think, the Stargate.
Cool. That sounds really cool. And as I mentioned before, there'll be a little something, a little, I guess you can call it a little build or whatever, that I'll have at Hamsterville Ground Zero, or actually near it. Yeah, you know, Orb's got some property covered up across the street there, and of course there's a highway on the other side. But I'll I'll build it, like, say, near it or next to it or whatever. So anyway, anything else do you have that you may have in mind?
Oh, I'm just I just want to thank you again for inviting me on your podcast broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I hope to see everybody in AW and in AWEC World for Festival 2005 Active Rules Today Reflections.
Yeah, and that's 2005 AWEC Festival 2005, and the theme is, I think, what you said, the reflections.
Right, reflections. We are going to reflect back to the beginning of Active Rules.
Ah, back to the future.
We encourage all the older members to
back to the future.
To come and tell us about the way things were in Active Rules.
Okay.
When they first came to Active Rules. So, besides having all these wonderful events.
Cool.
And amazing builds. I do want to mention that last year we did To the Future Beyond and we had the party ship. This year, you know, we're taking you back in time. Dark.
Okay, things gonna get a little choppy there because I need to close Firefox. I think that might help a little bit more.
Okay.
And I hit the control. If you want to repeat what you were just saying just a moment ago.
Okay, we're gonna be taking you to back in time. Last year we had a spaceship. We went to the future. This year we're gonna reflect back about how Active World, how it first started 10 years ago.
Cool.
Using a spaceship. Talk about the past.
Yeah, using a spaceship. I'm kind of filling in for the gaps here because of the choppiness. Okay. I'm kind of filling in for the gaps here. So,
okay.
but she was talking about using a spaceship type of thing,
we use the party ship.
If you've seen the movie Back to the Future, if any of you have seen that movie Back to the Future, you know they first started out with a car that did that traveled time, and then ultimately they moved on to a train that did it. I'm not sure if they used anything else, but
I'm not sure either. But actually, last year when we were in the party ship, the whole spaceship was shaking, and as we warped into the future, talking about the future, and everybody was like, "Oh my gosh!" It kind of blew them away.
They'll be like, "Oh, fuck."
This year, now let's hope that no gems fall on you. If the cave hits an earthquake, I hope gems fall on anybody.
Yeah.
But you never know what's going to happen during the festival.
Yeah. Never know.
You never know, because I do have a sense of humor.
One final question, and this is mostly kind of geared toward those who are probably in the know, who are at least know a little bit about Active Worlds. Do you know if any of the virtual TV stations or networks will actually cover it? Cover the festival?
I'm not sure if they're going to be having TV coverage or not. I was even thinking about calling my local stations and telling them about it, but I'm not sure if Active World will or not.
That's what I mean, the virtual TV stations, not the real ones.
Oh, the virtual one. Well, yeah. I was actually going to call my real TV station here where I live. Yes, I do have coverage. I want to thank Slick G and his group that are going to be coming in covering the festival for us.
Oh, okay. And the Slick G, and that would be which network?
I think it's PVT.
PVT. Hmm. Or is it PTV?
Or
yeah,
maybe
that's, that sounds
PTV.
Yeah, PTV. PTV. PTV.
Okay.
That sounds
and so
more
I
want
to
like
thank
it.
Him. I need to also thank our object makers for this year. Not only did I make objects, but we had Night Raven from Germany and 3D Nitsa University, who has been making objects for us for the festival. Scorpio from Italy, who made objects for us. Alan from Louisiana, we want to thank him. He made a surprise. Oh, let me tell you. You're going to get, you know, do you ever watch that movie, The Time Machine?
The Time Machine?
Yeah.
I don't believe I have.
Yeah, when you sit in the time machine and you go back into the past, or you can go to the future.
I mentioned, you know, Back to the Future. That was the only thing that came to my mind.
Okay, well, this machine, two of them. There was one that was black and white, and then there was one that was made about 7 years ago. You know, like a redo of the older movie.
Huh.
But Alan made us a time machine, and you're going to get to sit in it and actually get to watch a movie when Active Worlds first opened.
Cool.
And had a live TV broadcast coverage thing.
Cool.
So you'll get to sit in a time machine and just get to watch it. There's a lot of surprises going on here.
Cool. Well,
so I'm just like again excited, and I thank you for inviting me on your show. And
we thank you for coming on. We thank you for coming on.
Okay, thank you. And I'm from Northern California, so I can be a little silly. Can I say that's all, folks?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, again, thank you so much.
All right,
ciao.
Thank you.
I'm going to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And send me your cords for your building, okay?
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That, ladies and gentlemen, was One Summer from, she's one of the people behind the act, the AWEC event. Unfortunately, we do apologize for the audio problems here. Unfortunately, my computer has decided to not fully cooperate with me, so we kind of had to like pull the thing along. I'm hoping. We got that. Let me see the recording thing. Yeah, what you hear. Yeah, that would include, of course, you know, Skype calls and whatever else not. So if it sounds a little choppy, it sounds garbled or whatever, I'm sorry, folks. There's nothing we could have done about it. You know, I suppose I should make a mental note. Lesson learned, cycle the computer. Use the podcast to reboot the computer, even if it doesn't need it. So anyway, it sounds like that's what we ought to do. Anyway, we're pushing about 82 minutes here. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up. We're not going to have a hottie of the week. We're not going to have a classic air check of the or any of that stuff this week. That will come. We will do that next week. Actually, probably not next week, because I will be out and about next week. Out and about doing my thing next week. So that probably will be another portable podcast thing. But alas, we will come up with something here. We will no doubt come up with some way. But alas, I imagine I'll probably have something to talk about probably during EC, or AWEC, I should say, and go from there. Once again, you know, like I said, folks, I do apologize for the problems with the Skype. I should have listened to myself. Myself was telling me, reboot the computer. Reboot the computer. Reboot the computer. Never happened. Never happened. Should have listened to my brain. Who knows? We might have been able to carry all three of them. Anyway, we will be back with the hottie of the week, the classic radio air check, probably if not next week, definitely the week after. But in the meantime, be good, be square, and as an old friend would always tell me at the end of his shows, keep looking up. And, of course, you can, before that happens, you can get a hold of us at patspodcast@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of us by instant message. Not instant message, rather by Skype at Pat's Podcast. You can also visit Pat's Podcast webpage at patspodcast.blogspot.com. Anyway, we got links to the town, to my little Active Worlds build, and really a whole lot of other stuff. And really just about anything else that you can think of. Anyways, as I said before, we will catch you next week. So anyway, we'll do this again. Be good, be square. Catch you next time right here at Pat's Podcast. Bye-bye, everybody. And happy birthday, Active Worlds. Bye. Peace.